This is Nathan with subculture.com. I'm talking to Ben and Josh from Hacktivist. How's it going, boys?
All good.
Good. Very good.
Sick. Are you on the ride today? Is that right?
Yeah, I got here this morning. Oh, we were playing at Tech Fest last night. Cool show, but we didn't get back till late, so turned up slightly hungover.
We have three festivals this weekend, so
yeah.
How was Tech Fest?
Awesome. That was wicked. We played the first year. It was like our second ever show was the first year of Tech Fest, and it was in like a little community hall in Alton, and now it's moved up to Nottingham in Newark, and we got like this wicked big like air grounds. It's a proper little festival now. It's really cool.
It's cool to see the change from 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago to now.
Yeah.
It's come a long way, yeah, so it's fun.
Sick, man. As how was your show in Russia with Enshikari on their tour in May?
It was crazy. Like, it was our third round of shows in Russia and our third round of shows with Enshikari. And Russian shows were always mental. Enshikari shows were always mental. So then being with Enshikari in Russia was just ridiculous.
The Russians do know how to party.
Outrageous.
I know that.
It's one of the best weekends we've done, isn't it?
Just like 5 days of carnage.
I'd say you have quite a few shows lined up, including a show in the Czech Republic. How do you adjust to all the movement around?
Oh, it was a big jump at first. Like, we picked up a lot of steam quite quickly. Like, thanks to the internet, it's a blessing and a curse. Like, we put out a couple of videos and all of a sudden there's just this worldwide buzz. And people are saying, come play Czech Republic, come play in Russia, come play in India. And we're like, yeah, okay, sounds awesome. Rush out to get out there. And all of a sudden, your whole life kind of changes from like your regular normal stuff. I mean, after you've done your touring, you get dropped back into regular life. So it's a bit of a head fuck.
It's cool. Of course it's a head fuck.
Yeah,
I agree it's a head fuck.
But now you deal with like your days off tour just by kind of thinking, sorry, it's only a little while till we're back on tour. That's what keeps me sane at least.
I don't know how you do it. Like, I was in a band for maybe a year and the biggest gig we did was in fucking Brighton. I don't know how the fuck you boys do it.
I don't know either.
It's amazing. Like, it's hard not to see normal life as being really, really disappointing.
Yeah.
But you appreciate what you have and you just look forward to the next show. That's what keeps me going.
Fuck, man. Speaking of shows abroad, like, any plans on how you're going to top playing India from the rooftop of a bus?
That was a pretty great, like, pretty unique show. Playing on top of a bus in India. I'm not sure. There's still a lot of the world we haven't been to. Like, there's a lot of Eastern Europe.
Haven't been to America.
Not been to America. I really want to see Japan and Taiwan and Thailand and stuff like that. Like, playing shows out there, I reckon, would be a bit of an experience.
God, that's
but in India was just like a different world.
Yeah.
Everything was rigged up with bamboo and string.
That surprises me so much because obviously you're. Like, your genre is so loved in among the American public.
Yeah.
I do not doubt you guys will have an opportunity out there soon.
Yeah, definitely. I guess it's waiting for the right time and the right tour to come up because your first tour in America is always going to be a fairly big expense because it's such a big place. So the cost of touring America is a lot. So if we're going to do it, we want to make sure it's the right tour we're doing.
Yeah, the right time.
Do it properly.
That's fair. How do you think your show went today?
Really good. Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect because I think not really many bands close to our sound, really.
I mean, we were sandwiched between Dead Hearts and Feed the Rhino, which are both pretty heavy bands.
Yeah, that was cool.
But it was
a lot more rowdy than I thought it was going
to
be.
Showing really well. Yeah, didn't know what to expect, I guess, as we were coming on. Even like just before you come on stage, you look out into the crowd and there's not really anyone there.
Mm.
But as soon as you start making noise, it all just fills out.
And they gathers, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's going crazy. Yeah, it was wicked.
That's sick, man. I was wondering, with you guys, when you're writing new material, what's the method? What's your kind of ritual towards creating new music?
Tim will kind of have either a musical idea or me and Jay will have a lyrical idea. And then that's how it starts, and then it goes through a crazy process of like arrangement changing and riff changing.
It's more studio based than getting into a live room and jamming out stuff. We'll come up with an idea. Like, we're lucky Tim's a really talented producer and engineer, so he can make really high quality demos at home, which will then kind of get sent out between us, and we'll adjust our individual parts and we'll write lyrics and write new fills and links and stuff, and then we'll take it to the rehearsal room, bring which what we've written to the table.
The end result, like I think we go through about 7 or 8 different demos before the final song is done. And if you look at the first and the last, like, it's not even really the same song. Is it?
That's the thing with self-producing. You don't have any like time constraints. You can't. It's not like, oh, we've only got enough money for 5 days in the studio, because it's set up in like Tim's spare room. Mm. We keep coming back to it. It'll be like version 32, version 35 of songs. So it's just, it's hard to put down when something's properly finished.
Yeah, definitely.
It's never finished, but you gotta let go eventually.
That's fair. Well, so I got 2 questions I've been asking everyone today.
Yeah.
What was the last album you both bought?
I think Kendrick Lamar's new album.
Nice.
Yes, which is amazing. Like, really cool piece of work, like hip hop kind of poetry, progressive, pretty out there. I like it.
Probably Shikari's. I got it sent for free, but I bought it as well.
That's cool.
Oh, you, boys, nice. You know what I mean? Yeah.
2 copies, I love it.
You know what I mean? They deserve it, man. Album. I'll have a hard copy as well.
That's fair. Yeah. And the last question. What would you say is the best advice you've ever been given? I love catching people out with this one.
I need a lot of advice. I don't think I get enough. I don't think I get enough. Well, the last supposedly good advice I had was to have I've got really bad hay fever, which is why I keep leaving the interview, because my nose is like running down my face. And apparently if I overdosed on hay fever pills, then I'd be all right, but it hasn't worked for shit. So that's the last bad advice I had.
Bad advice.
I think the best advice was...
Go buy
a cider at the bar.
If you're looking for...
At 2,000 trees, because they are fucking paying.
If you're looking for weed at a festival, always go for white guy with dreads, because he can't be offended.
No.
That's the best
it.
Advice I've had maybe in the last couple of years.
They like the opportunity to look important. I like it. They love it.
No, you can't be racist. It's like, well, you know, the dreads.
Exactly, yeah. That's like, mate. Yeah. cheers, lads, for talking to me.
No worries, man.
That's it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, like.
Yeah, mate, it should be fun.
Have a good one, man.
Thank you very much.